कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5। त्वयि संस्थिते गदया शीर्ण शीर्ष्ण्या अस्मद् भुज अच्युतया ये चतुभ्यं बलिं हरन्त्यो ऋषयो ये च देवः स्वयं सर्वे न भविष्यन्त्यमूलः। संस्थिते गदया शीर्ण शीर्ष्ण्यम् अस्मद्भुजच्युतस्येच्च तुभ्यम् बलिं हरन्त्य ऋषयो ये च देवाः स्वयं सर्वे न भविष्यन्त्यमूलः। त्वयि संस्थिते गदया शीर्ण शीर्ष्ण्या अस्मद्भुज च्युतया ये चतुभ्यम् बलिं हरन्त्य ऋषयो ये च देवाः स्वयं सर्वे न भविष्यन्त्यमूलः। Vai, when you samsthite are killed gadaya by the mech shirshna smashed shirshni skull asmat bhuja from my hand Chutaya released. Ye, those who, cha, and tubhyam, to you, valim, presentations, haranti, offer, rishayaha, sages. Ye, those who, cha, and devaha, demigods, swayam, automatically, sarve, all, na, not, bhavishanti, will exist, amulah, without roots. Translation and purport. By His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The demon continued, when you fall dead with your skull smashed by the mech hurled by my arms, the demigods and sages who offer you oblations and sacrifice in devotional service will also automatically cease to exist. Like a tree without roots. Purport. Demons are very much disturbed when devotees worship the Lord in the prescribed ways recommended in the scriptures. In the Vedic scriptures, the neophyte devotees are advised to engage in the 9 kinds of a devotional service, such as to hear, chant the holy name of Lord, to remember him always, to chant on beats, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To worship the Lord in the form of His deity incarnation in the temples, and to engage various activities of a Krishna consciousness to increase the number of godly persons for perfect peace in the world. Demons do not like such activity. They are always envious of God and His devotees. Their propaganda not to worship in the temple or a church, but simply to make material advancement for satisfaction of the senses, is always current. The demon Hiranyaksha, upon seeing the Lord face to face, wanted to make a permanent solution by killing the personality of the Godhead with his powerful name. Sorry. The example of an uprooted tree mentioned here by the demon is very significant. Devotees accept that God is the root of everything. Their example is that just as the stomach is the source of energy of all the limbs of the body, God is the original source of all energy manifested in the material and spiritual worlds. Therefore, as supplying food to the stomach is the process to satisfy all the limbs of the body, Krishna consciousness or developing love of Krishna is the sublime method for satisfying the source of all happiness. The demon wants to uproot his source, this source, because if the root, God, were to be checked, the activities of the Lord and the devotees would automatically stop. The demon would be very much satisfied by such a situation in society. Demons are always anxious to have a godless society for their sense gratification. According to Sridhar Swami, this verse means that when the demon would be deprived of his make by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, not only the neophyte devotees but also the ancient sagacious devotees of the Lord would be very much satisfied. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtar Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadati Swapada Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Sadvaitam Savadhutam Varjanajitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvetam Pancha Kalvataru Vashya Kripasam Mukhaye Vachapatitaram Avane Vivosh Vaishnava Vivosh Tvai Sanstite Gadaya Shirna Shirshna Asmat Bhuja Achyutaya Yechatubhyam Balim Harantya Rushayo Yecha Devaha Swayam Sarve Nabhavishantimullaha. The demon continued, when you fall dead with your skull smashed by the mick hurled by my arms, the demigods and sages who offer you oblations and sacrifice in devotional service will also automatically cease to exist like a tree without roots. As a continuation of our yesterday's discussion, as we are discussing that. Gathering information does not become knowledge. The same way we are, Hiranya Aksha. What is explained in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about how the Lord is roots of everything, and if you satisfy the Lord, everyone and everything gets satisfied. That is explained by Hiranyaksha here. He says that if I smash your skull by my make and kill you, then automatically all the demigods and the sages that are worshipping you will be destroyed. Just like if you cut down the roots, the tree automatically dies. So he knows that the root of everything is Lord. He has information about that, but no knowledge. He forgets that whatever strength that he has, that also comes from the Lord. Paurusham Drishab. Lord says, whatever valor or vigor that you have, that is nothing but his own manifestation. And because he forget that makes him puffed up. And he think that only he can destroy everything just by killing God. And that is the propaganda of the non-devotees. Because they never appreciate that devotees of their lordship are rendering proper service to their lordship. And they create big hurdles. We have seen that in China, in Russia, where there this communism is very prominent. What they were propagating about? At least this day not that much, but previously in the 17th or 18th century, that propaganda was quite prominent, that if you go to church and pray for the bread, you will not get a bread from Lord. But you come to us and ask for that and we will give you. So why there is a need of worshipping God? Like they converted so many innocent people into communism. They made them atheist. But Prabhupada challenges them. He said, who gives you bread? Are you making that bread at some factories? Okay, if you make that bread in the factories, but who is giving that raw material? Are you producing that wheat in some factory? No. That is given by Mother Nature. And who is providing that? At any moment, at any time, you can't just grow wheat. It has its own season. You can't create season. Can you change the cycle of different seasons? No. Who is doing that? And Hiranyaksha indirectly giving the truth that everything is deep-rooted with the Lord. And he is cause of the all causes. And he understands that if I kill him, then all his devotees and sages also will get killed. But he forgets that, then he will also not have an existence. Because Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabho matta sarva pravartate. Everything comes from me. So either demoniac or saintly, whatever here in this material world, everything manifests from the Lord. And Prabhupada says here, demons are always anxious to have the godless society for their sense gratification. And since the 17th or 18th century, we can see this thing prominently. As the industrialization has grown up, People have lost faith in the God. They think that they can produce anything and everything. This cloning has started without the interference of men and women. Just by collecting their sperms and ovums, they can create a new body. But who is creating that atmosphere to grow up? They are not understanding that. Certain things which are beyond their sense perception, they don't want to accept. That is demonic. Because here they try to compete with the Lord. And in the next verse he says, Satudyamano adiruktamo vair tashrang grangam gamupakshalabhitan todam rushinirgad ambudamadhyat grahat sakarinyur yathem. Although the Lord was bent by the shaft-like abusive words of the demon, he bore the pain. But seeing that the earth on the ends of his tusk was frightened, he rose out of the water just as an elephant emerges with its female companion when assailed by an alligator. Purport. The Mayavadi philosopher cannot understand that the Lord has feelings. The Lord is satisfied if someone offers him a nice prayer. And similarly, if someone decries his existence or calls him by ill names, God is dissatisfied. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead is decried by the Mayavadi philosophers, who are almost demons. They say that God has no head, no form, no existence, and no legs, hands, or other bodily limbs. In other words, they say that he is dead or lame. All these misconceptions of the Supreme Lord are a source of dissatisfaction to him. He is never pleased with such atheistic descriptions. In this case, although the Lord felt sorrow from a piercing words of the demon, he delivered the earth for the satisfaction of the demigods, who are ever his devotees. The conclusion is that God is as sentient as we are. He is satisfied by our prayers and dissatisfied by our harsh words against him. In order to give protection to his devotees, he is always ready to tolerate insulting words from the atheist. In his all incarnation, this thing we can understand, that Lord is a reciprocally respondent. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajami. The way you reciprocate with him, the same way you get to respond from him, or response from him. And Prabhupada says here very prominently that the conclusion is that God is as sentient as we are. He is satisfied by our prayers and dissatisfied by our harsh words against him. Sometimes devotee says that, oh, I'm praying so much to the Lord, but things are not working in my life. When you say that things are not working in my life, you are condemning their lordship. You are not accepting that they are happening because of my karma. But you are blaming to the Lord. I'm doing this, but you are not neutralizing this. So that dissatisfies the Lord. And you can see in the lives of devotees, they never blame their lordship. they keep always praying their Lord. So they get more and more mercy from the Lord. Because the only a grateful heart can attract the mercy of their Lord. As he, Hiranyaksha, is so abusive to their lordship, Lord got pained in heart. He also got little dissatisfied. But same time, when he saw that Mother Earth is little bit scared, so rather than bothering about the abusive words of, getting bothered by the abusive words of Hiranyaksha, Lord just came out of that water. And it is explained here, like an elephant who is caught by the alligator in the water, he swiftly comes out with his female associate. The same way, Lord, he just neglected Hiranyaksha and came up in the water. Tam nissarandam salilanudrato hiranyakesho dviradam yathasashaha karaladrasho ashanis nisvano abravid gatadriyam kim vasatam vigarhitam. The demon who had a golden hair on his head and fearful tusks gave chase to the Lord while he was rising from the water, even as an alligator would chase an elephant. Roaring like a thunder, he said, "Are you not ashamed of running away before a challenging adversary? There is nothing reproachable for shameless creatures." Again, he is piercing Lord with his words. When the Lord was coming out of the water, taking the earth in his arms to deliver it, the demon derided him with insulting words. But the Lord did not care, because he was very conscious of his duty. For a dutiful man, there is nothing to fear. Similarly, those who are powerful have no fear of derision or unkind words from an enemy. The Lord had nothing to fear from anyone, yet he was merciful to his enemy by neglecting him. Although apparently he fled from the challenge, it was just to protect the earth from calamity that he tolerated Hiranyaksha's deriding words. See, the same thing we can see in the pastime of Lord in Dwarka, Mathura, when Jarasandha, he came on 17th time with the 30 Akshavani demons or godless soldiers. What he did? Because he saw that around the Mathura there is a mud of blood and everything. Because every time Jarasandha came, Lord slay all of them. He killed them. And their dead bodies were all around the Mathura. It was stinking. It was unhealthy for citizens in Mathura to have such an environment around their capital city. So just to avoid that, what Lord did this time? He just ran away from there. And as he started running away, all this started condemning him. They started deriding. And he was named as a Ranachod who has ran away from the battlefield. It is always considered unglorious to run away from the battle. But Lord accepted that. But what was the reason behind that? Because he wanted to save the people of Mathura from all these calamities. So he never cared for all that defamation or the word, insulting word said by Jarasandha and Pandya. The same thing we are saying here. Just to save the Mother Earth, Lord just neglected him. He never bothered about the insulting word that has said by Hiranyaksha. And he took Mother Earth in his orbit. The gam udasat salilasya gochare vinyasya tasyam tadhat sattva sasattva abhishtuto visprujo prasannair apurya mano vibudhai pashyato are. The Lord placed the earth within his sight on the surface of the water and transferred to her his own energy in the form of the ability to float on the water. While the enemy stood looking on, Brahma, the creator of the universe, extolled the Lord, and the other demigods rained flowers on him. Those who are demons cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead floated the earth on water. But to devotees of the Lord, this is not a very wonderful act. Not only the earth, but many, many millions of planets are floating in the air. And this floating power is endowed upon them by the Lord. There is no other possible explanation. The materialist can explain that the planets are floating by the law of gravitation, but the law of gravitation works under the control of the direction of the Supreme Lord. That is the version of Bhagavad Gita, which confirms by the Lord's statement that behind the material laws or nature's laws, and behind the growth, maintenance, production, and evolution of all the planetary systems, behind everything is the Lord's direction. The Lord's activities could be appreciated only by the demigods, headed by Brahma. And therefore, when they saw the uncommon prowess of the Lord in keeping the earth on the surface of the water, they showered flowers on him in appreciation of his transcendental activity. Generally, some satellite, if they throw out of the orbit of gravitational force, they think that they have done some miraculous thing, they have achieved something. But here, millions of planets in the galaxies, they are floating in the space. Who is doing that? And demonic people, they don't want to understand that because they don't have that capacity. And Prabhupada says it here. There is no other possible explanation for this. It's large, inconceivable potency that he can make float earth on the water, which was already sunken at the bottom of the water by the demon. Lord took it back and put it in her orbit and kept her floating again. And that's not a very wonderful thing that devotees can appreciate. It's common for them. And as Lord has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that anything and everything that miraculous happens in this world is nothing but mama tejo ansha sambhava, spark of my splendor, nothing else. Everything emanates from him, and devotees, they know this, and that's why they appreciate the Lord's activities. Paranushaktam tapaniyokalpam mahagadam kanchanam chitradansham marmanya bhikshnam తుదంత దురక్తై ప్రచండమన్యో బ్రహస్సస్తం బభాషే. ద డీమన్ హూ హ్యాడ్ అ వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ బ్యాంగిల్స్ అండ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ గోల్డెన్ ఆర్మర్ ఆన్ హిస్ బాడీ చేజ్ ది లార్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ బిహైండ్ విత్ అ గ్రేట్ మేక్. ద లార్డ్ టాలరేటెడ్ హిస్ పియర్సింగ్ ఇల్ వర్డ్స్ బట్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు రిప్లై హిమ్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ హిస్ టెరిబుల్ యాంగర్. The Lord could have chastised the demon immediately while the demon was deriding the Lord with ill words. But the Lord tolerated him to please the demigods and to show that they should not be afraid of demons while discharging their duties. Therefore, his toleration was displayed mainly to dry away the fears of the demigods, who should know that the Lord is always present to protect them. The demon's derision of the Lord was just like the barking of dogs. The Lord did not care about it, since he was doing his own work in delivering the earth from the midst of the water. Materialistic demons always possess large amounts of gold in various shapes, and they think that a large amount of gold, physical strength and popularity can save them from the wealth, from the wrath of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. See, again, very essential point that Prabhupada has explained in this verse. Prabhupada says that when you discharge your duty as per your social status, as per ashrama and as per occupational, like a vanna and ashrama, if you are honest to perform and you are chaste to perform your duties, then whatever demons they may do to you, but don't be afraid of that. And to exemplify that, Lord has done this particular pastime. He immediately never gave a reply to Hiranyaksha, but he tolerated. Why? Because he was busy in delivering Mother Earth. And once she came to her own secure place, when Lord put her in that situation, then he was ready to reply Hiranyaksha. Most of the time what happens, the people who are godless, they think that by their material wealth, by their position, by their so-called knowledge, they can come over all the things in this material world. But does it happen? No. But all their wealth, their so-called material education, that creates only nuisance in this world. That we have experienced, the First World War, Second World War. What has happened? Whatever they have created, that created a mess all over the world, nothing else. They thought that by their material opulences and material strength and material ammunition, they can protect themselves. But Prabhupada clearly explains here that the materialistic demons always possess large amount of gold in various shapes, and they think that a large amount of gold, physical strength and popularity can save them from the wrath of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. But we have seen only those people who are such a famous personalities in their own accord, in the material ways, they got badly smashed in this world. Every rise has great fall. Nazis, they came up. What happened? Mussolini, Napoleon, they were the great personalities in their accord. But what happened to them? Are they able to save themselves from the wrath of God? All they got butchered, actually, can't say killed or murdered, but they got butchered by their own followers. That's what happens with the godless society. So one has to be very careful.
understand.
That whatever situation devotees, they may be, outwardly it may look like they are not protected. They are always get threatened by the demonic personalities. But Prabhupada clearly says here that always think and understand that Lord has given His own words that my devotee never perishes. And He asked Arjuna to proclaim that, because sometimes he never keeps his own word. He breaks his own word. But the words of his devotees, he always tries to keep them. And that's why he asked Arjuna to say that. Raise your hands, Arjuna, and proclaim that my devotee is never perishes. And he did do that. You see, all the incarnations of the Lord, why they are there? To protect his devotees. There is no other reason for him to come here. Because he is Atmaram, he is satisfied, he is contained. He does not need anything of this material world to make him satisfied. Then why he comes? He comes to satisfy his own devotees, to protect them, to nourish their consciousness, to increase their intensity of love for the Lord. And this is we can understand from all these pastimes. Hare Krishna. So anything that need to be discussed or not? It's everyone's understanding. As compared to those days, they were so lucky that Lord came to kill them. All they got liberated. Do you think this all people who killed or got killed in this world war, they got the liberation? No. In that point of view, these people are most unfortunate. Krishna did that. It was Dharma Yuddha. Because that war was fought for the religious purpose. That was Lord's desire to happen. Paritranaya sadhana vinashaya chandra. This war, whatever happened, they are not for the religion based or put forward to religion, to establish religion. For religious purpose. If that fought would have fought, that war would have fought for establishing the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, and something mess would have happened, then would have considered that these people are more saintly than others, and they got killed in less numbers.
But exactly, I don't say.
That's that's what shows how much you have understood the philosophy. Otherwise, we will come with some topsy-turvy conclusions. It's said that this age of Kali is... on that. Same thing. See, when Lord looks at us, he feels pity on us, you know. Because we left his association. The most glorious thing that Jiva can desire. He has left that thing and he is here in this material world. On top of that, he has given such a wonderful process through which he can approach their Lordship. And still we are not that sincere, serious about taking this process. So he feels pity on us. What I can do for them? I have sent my own devotees who are more compassionate than me. They are here, but this rascal, he does not want to take them as their association. On other words, he tries to find faults with them. So what will happen to them? He really feels pity on us. What else I can do for this living entities to take them back home, back to God? They have divided themselves into so many religious, so many their own created practices. But still, I am giving them chance to associate with my devotees. Still, they are not ready to do that. So what Lord will feel on them? See, the most important thing, as Lord said, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayata, is mostly understood and most to be contemplated by the, especially those devotees who are born in the wealthy families, who are born in a Brahmin family, that you are not a common living entities who are struggling for their existence, you know. They have to work hard, then they are going to get 2 times food. But you people are blessed that you got a chance that these things has taken fair care for you. You are born in such a wonderful families where this taken things, the normal things for the human being, for the existence, has taken care by the Lord. Then why just not dedicate your life for perfecting what you have left behind? Just dedicating yourself fully for Lord's activities, what he desires from us. But still, because of our so-called intelligence, we deny that. We think that this is better way. I can do this also and this also. Once you have read Bhagavad Gita, understood that thing, then why not to apply in our life? Why not work on that? It helps a lot. Other than such a sight of a thing or such a thing comes in the mind, which may shake faith of other people also, your own and others also. That's why need to be understood. And Mahaprabhu says, Bhagavat Padiya Bhagavat Devasthani. It may be very nice to hear it from the reciters of Bhagavat, but it is always glorious to hear it from the devotee, because they know the real purport or import of the text. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. और किसका होगा, सब भगवान का ही है, उनका ही। तस्सो कुतो महत् गुणा मनोरथे नासतो धावतो बहि।
कृष्ण को मैं कृष्ण को छम 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 छम।